It's me again, hopefully with something fairly interesting. But it's not particularly interesting, but it's just something I just wanted to chunter about. On the last day of school term, before the holidays, we went to Sukkot. We went to the cultural centre with the kids. And Maria gave me a lift there because the parents had to give the kids lifts, and so I had to get there. And while we were in the museum, Maria went for a coffee with the parents and heard a story about one of the kids. And it's sort of played on my mind quite a lot over the holidays, and was brought again to the forefront of my mind because this morning I read an article on The Guardian that the NUT, the National Union of Teachers, in their conference this week, had been debating that teachers should not be friends with kids on Facebook. And I'm pretty sure that should be a fairly obvious statement. It seems really weird to me that teachers would befriend kids on Facebook. There are actually some of my colleagues who befriend kids and have knowledge of what's going on the Facebook page, and it just seems weird to me. In retrospect, weirdly enough, a week ago, I was debating rejoining Facebook, mainly to befriend the kids in my class, because Maria heard a story that there has been a certain amount of cyberbullying going on via Facebook. I knew that my class is really heavily into Facebook and they seem to spend a lot of time on there. But I thought it was all done in a quite nice, sociable sort of way. I mean, they're a very friendly group. But it appears that in amongst this friendly group, that there is one person who's sort of using Facebook to create groups that vote here how you feel about certain person's bow and this, that and the other, and really using Facebook to attack. And so I was slightly upset about this. I was slightly disappointed because it's now March, and actually it's not March, it's April, and almost May, and the school year basically finishes in June for my sixth grade. And I only heard this story via Maria right at the end, and I'd sort of been reviewing certain situations that have happened in the classroom because I didn't have this knowledge that have occurred. And, you know, there's been moments when, say, for example, one girl was asked to go to the bathroom, the restroom, the toilet, as far as we're concerned. And then another girl has asked, and I've sort of said yes, thinking that they're friends. And yet maybe this kid was trying to get time on her own. And it sort of haunted me that the parent had never explained this situation to me. And what's making it worse is that their previous teacher, their classroom teacher, is on Facebook and is a friend of them all and spent many hours on Facebook with them. And so at some stage, he should have seen this happening. And it should have really been passed on knowledge to me. Or the parent should have said something to me. And I sort of feel like I failed the kids in this way. I haven't sort of protected them. And so this week, as I say, or last week, I was rethinking of joining Facebook and then befriending all these kids so that I could sort of police and control and try and stop the bullying from a distance. Except it probably really doesn't work, and it's not my job to be really stopping the bullying there. And as I say, I haven't been directly informed by the parent, but it's just that today, as I say, The Guardian published this thing that teachers shouldn't join Facebook and befriend people and I'm thinking, like, yeah, probably a good job I didn't. Anyway, I just thought that was just the way my brain was running at the moment as I'm stood here staring at the laptop. So I thought I'd share that. Well, I was going to say 5 minutes of anxiety that I've suffered, but it's been quite a bit longer. It's been a week that I've been drifting back and forth to the thing. Anyway, the good news is, for anybody who cares, is I'm not rejoining Facebook, so you only have to put up with audio boos rather than just updates of I've run out of cheesy puffs and I'm going to get another packet. Anyway, I'll catch you on the flip side. Bye-bye now.